You may not think of Starbucks as a company that embraces technology and rolls it out, but they actually have a a history of it. Actually, I mean they were the first coffee shops to roll out Wi-Fi to all of their stores, and this was I don't know, more than 10 years ago, I think. And so they're in the news recently because of a couple things. First of all, they're planning on rolling out wireless charging mats in all of their stores right now. Now it's in 200 stores in the San Francisco Bay Area, and so they're planning on rolling it out nationwide, city by city, and again the idea being that as you're hanging out there, you can borrow one of their little their little charger things, I guess, and charge your phone, which and I do that there because I mean in my local Starbucks there's lots of power adapters, but certainly it would be nice to have something that was wireless. And I don't know what the specifics on how customers will be able to use it necessarily, but I like the idea, right? It means that they'll have some way of doing it, and it's something that'll be available, and that's cool, right? Now something else that they're testing in Portland, and will be presumably rolling out to a larger scale is being able to order your Starbucks drink without actually talking to your barista. Which, personally, I mean that's why I go to Starbucks. Actually, is I go talk to the baristas. It seems kind of counterintuitive. For me, right? That I go to Starbucks because I actually want to deal with people and not because I want to, if I wanted to completely avoid people, I'd just make my coffee at home. I wouldn't go to Starbucks. So from a social point of view, I don't really know. I mean, I guess it makes the line shorter at Starbucks or something. Maybe, I don't know. It still takes time to actually, to make the coffee, right? You're just moving the line from the register to where you're waiting for the coffee. So I guess they're testing it, right? And they may decide not to do it, roll it out. But I don't see it, right? Maybe in some parts of the world it might do better than others. But as I say, I personally like going to Starbucks and the baristas that I deal with are very nice. And so I don't have any issues. And yeah, I don't see the benefit of that. Maybe if I'm going through this drive-through or something, I don't know, but I still prefer to deal with somebody and not, I guess from a payment perspective, right? Placing your order beforehand. I mean, I guess it takes all of that out. You could just charge it to your Starbucks card immediately. So it makes the going through the line a bit quicker maybe, I still want to see the barista. I still want to say, hi, how you doing? And it seems like that is eliminating baristas from the equation, which I don't know that that's necessarily good, right? I think we're, as a society, the problem with like the self-checkout lines in the grocery store is that it saves the grocery store money, let's put it that way. And there are situations where like, look, I don't really want to talk to somebody, but I don't know that necessarily eliminating all that stuff is necessarily good for customer service, because I still got to talk to the person sometimes when I scan something anyway. So anyway, I find the whole thing I find that one not as cool as the wireless charging, but maybe I'll have my mind change after I see it and see how well it works. But since it's in Portland and I live in the Seattle area, I probably won't be seeing it anytime soon.